Ramadan, the month of opportunities. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, Salam and welcome to the program. These hours, the faithful are sad that the blessed month of Ramadan is bidding farewell. They hope to have been able to draw God's satisfaction in this month. True happiness is absent in the modern world. Today, the Western civilization has provided a variety of games and means of entertainment for human beings, yet the statistics reveal a bitter reality. The number of depression, absurdity, and aimlessness is increasing on a daily basis. The Western civilization is very boisterous and fussy, but inwardly it is cold, desperate, indolent, and hollow. According to the Quran, what brings calm to the heart and spirit is remembrance of God. Remembrance of God is embodied in the form of serving fellow men and making them happy. Our leaders say that giving charity is a way to make others happy. Charity causes many blessings in life. There are two kinds of charity in Islam. One is obligatory like zakat, which should be paid in special conditions. Another kind of charity is non-obligatory and recommended. Zakat should be paid in a specified amount to the sources, which religion determines. But non-obligatory charity has no time or amount, and we are free to pay to anyone we like. God's last messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, said to Imam Ali, peace upon him, to try to pay charity as much as he could, even if it may seem extravagant in the eyes of the people. God says, I have assigned an agent for taking everything except charity, which I take it myself from my servant. The Prophet says, just as you bring up a young horse or a young camel, God brings up the date or loaf of bread which you have given as charity so that it grows as big as Uhud Mountain. On the day of resurrection, when the earth is entirely in fire, charities will make shadow over the faithful and immune them against the hardships of the day. The Prophet has advised us to give charity every day. According to the Islamic narrations, charity is not limited to spending money. Rather, it includes helping people and removing their problems. However, the best charities are the ones which are given and done in Ramadan or on Friday. Giving up sahari or pre-dawn meal is quite false, as it will cause weakness for fasting persons. Giving up sahari will undermine muscles. Sahari should contain the things which prevent thirst. Thus, salads and watermelon are suitable. Foods like macaroni and ashreshte are not good as they cause thirst. Ashreshte is an Iranian porridge, which is made up of vegetables, grains, and special noodles. It is very tasty, but is not recommended to have before dawn. We'd better to avoid foods containing aubergine, sausage, salami, mayonnaise, garlic, onion, and fatty and salty meals. Bread and low-salt cheese with vegetables can be a good choice. Liquid stews are also good for this time. Juicy fruits are also very good, as they provide water during the day. As it has been said before, gluttony will overload the digestive system and will cause dyspepsia, stomachache, and flutinance. In other words, in order to avoid reflux of the stomach, it is better to drink water and other juices at the end of the food. After finishing sahari or pre-dawn meal, we'd better wait for a few minutes and then go to bed. Generally, fried foods are not that useful during Ramadan. These foods require a lot of dressing and curries and cause thirst and sour stomach. Once you eat these foods, you'd better add lemon, yogurt, and vegetables. The sweets and pastries like zulbia, bamiye should not be eaten too much as they contain high amount of sugar and can cause problems for stomach. The travelers in the way of Allah consider the blessed month of Ramadan as the beginning of the year. They assign serious programs for self-purification, which they seriously try to comply with them. They try to gain the best benefits from the hours and moments of this month to deserve gaining the divine mercy. Following the practice of pious ulama will help us in self-purification and reaching God's proximity. Mirza Muhammad Jafar Ansari was a great clergyman and a relative of the highly renowned jurisprudent of all times, Sheikh Murtaza Ansari. Mirza Muhammad had learned the Quran by heart. It has been written on him that he not only would perform his obligatory daily prayers, he would also perform recommended non-obligatory prayers. He used to recite one part of the Quran every day. He would perform the long Ja'far Tayyar prayer and Ziyarat Jame'e and Ziyarat Ashura every day. The former is a long standard form of salutation of the infallible imams, which helps us know them better. Ziyarat Ashura is also a standard form of salutation of Imam Hussein, peace upon him, which has been emphasized by many ulama to be read as many times as one can. Mirza Muhammad was very sharp-minded, and he knew many prayers and supplications by heart. We hope that God will help us follow great religious figures as our own role models. Amen.